This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you dial on in toll free right here and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind as I am filling in for Mark, who was supposed to be filling in for Daryl.
I was surprised to see you when I came in.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always a pleasant surprise to see you guys. With you tonight is Ian,
Heather,
and Chris.
So, yeah, you know, we'll talk to you about whatever you want. Having just gotten back yesterday from the Somalia Fest and Shire Fest that happened over the weekend.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun. I've gotten varying reports that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is still going on up at Rogers Campground. Some have said the attendance appears to be down from a couple of years ago. Others have said it looks like it's going strong, so I wish them the best.
Likewise.
So we got all kinds of stuff in the news to talk about, but if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. So just before Mark and I and Daryl went up to Rogers Campground for the last several days to be in the White Mountains, the woods with some wonderful people and such a beautiful place, there was the news that the congressional baseball game had gotten shot up by some maniac.
I saw that.
Yeah. A Bernie supporter, apparently.
He was a Bernie supporter. It was Representative Scalise, and I don't have that story pulled up in front of me, but he was wounded relatively seriously, and two, I guess they were congressional or Capitol Police officers were wounded.
You know,
and then the shooter was killed.
I don't think that violence is the solution to problems, but at the very least, it was a politician who got shot this time, except, you know, at least it wasn't an innocent person. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm kind of...
go ahead, Heather.
You know, I consider everyone a sinner, so I don't think anybody should be getting shot, and I think it's sad whether it's a politician. I mean, a politician.
You think it's
probably
sad? I don't think it's sad.
I mean, like, what did the politician do?
He's a politician.
So
he passed
what?
He passed laws that oppress people.
If he, okay, and if he thought, like, you know,
he's
you gotta look
problem.
At like intent, you know, like what's somebody's intention doing something? Am I oppressing my daughter when I make her wear a coat and it's -5 degrees out? I mean, if she decides one day that she, you know, oh well, I don't want to do it because I want to decide for myself. If I accidentally word it, you know what I mean? Like this is a hypothetical. My daughter's actually pretty awesome. But if I had a child like that and I forced my child to wear a coat to go outside, like the child might feel like it's, you know, being oppressed, but it's
so what you're
really
saying is we're all the politicians' children?
No, I'm saying that, you know, there are some adults, though, that behave like children. I'm not going to lie.
Right. The question is, like, is whether we do.
I mean, like the people that go shooting up baseball games. That right there is behavior that I would consider irrational behavior that needs, like, some type of, like,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, it's not going to solve any problems. Again, I'm against using violence, but, you know, at least it was just a politician this time. I mean, they're the lowest form of life on the planet. I mean, even worse than mosquitoes.
You both feel very strongly about this. Here's where I come in, and again, I agree. I would never want to see anyone get shot. I also believe that even in a libertarian society, there would be some form, some rule of law. There would be some way that people would be judged, maybe by their peers or by someone. You know what I mean? And I don't like the idea of somebody taking judgment into their own hands and just saying, you know, I'm going to exact what I think you need on anybody. And even, you know, whether that's a police officer or a politician.
If all of a sudden tomorrow the federal government, House of Representatives, and the Senate were to just disappear. Let's say it wasn't violence. Maybe
that was a Tom Clancy novel.
Maybe
yes.
An alien ray that just made it all disappear. Maybe sent it all to another world entirely. Okay. Maybe a different dimension. I mean, you wouldn't be sad. I mean, sure, those you know, family members would be losing their loved ones.
Absolutely.
Obviously, they have kids or whatever. But I mean, Would you really shed a tear that they were gone?
I think where we're at right now, there are a couple that I would honestly miss. Justin Amash, I would miss Justin. I think he's done a good job of trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rand Paul, for the most part, tries to do the right thing.
But if you had to lose all of them at once, would you really that bad because Rand Paul disappeared in the whole thing? I mean, you know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Well, I don't think we're going to settle this argument
here. Isn't that
like
the same mindset the government has, though?
I know.
Like, you're starting to sound a little statist, right?
Exactly.
If you're hating, you're stating. So,
I'm not hating. I don't hate them. I pity them. There's a difference.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
I pity people who don't understand the violent system that they are foisting on innocent, peaceful people on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah,
who think they're doing the right thing while at the same time they're actually oppressing peaceful people. I pity those people.
Yeah, and oftentimes they will use, you know, horrible things that occur as justification for what they do.
That's right.
And this shooting is no different. Except in this case, one could argue that maybe some good will come out of it. A little silver lining. Do you think that's possible?
I don't know.
Well, for the first time ever, Congress is actually considering passing a law that would allow concealed carry of your firearm in all 50 states.
I mean,
yeah. Like if you're allowed under this law to carry, then you could go anywhere in the country, even into schools, anywhere you want, carrying your sidearm, protecting yourself and protecting those around you.
That sounds amazing, Chris.
It does.
That sounds too good to be true.
Well, as it turns out, it certainly is too good to be true because this bill that's being considered by Congress grants that ability to who? Congress. I kid you not. I couldn't believe when I saw this one come across. Congress is considering new legislation. By the way, this story comes to us from the Washington Free Beacon. Congress is considering new legislation that would permit lawmakers, to carry a concealed firearm wherever they perform official duties across the United States, according to a copy of the new bill that marks an unprecedented effort to help lawmakers confront a growing threat to their safety.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue with the story. It sounds just hilarious and ridiculous all at once. But first, we go to Andy. He's in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Yes, I would like to speak about the impeach Trump campaign.
Oh, there's a campaign for this now. Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of people supporting it.
Okay.
But the one thing that I don't think that they realize that is if Mr. Trump goes away, Mr. Pence will become president and Mr. Ryan will become vice president.
Yeah, this is something I never really understood about all the impeachment proceedings that every political side wants to go through. Impeach Clinton, impeach Trump, impeach Bush, impeach Obama. I mean,
nobody ever follows through. So.
Well, that's why the smart politicians pick the worst possible running mates.
You're just going to get another scumbag in their place. It's not like you're really going to accomplish any significant political change by replacing Donald Trump with Mike Pence or replacing Barack Obama with Joe, what's his name? I'm forgetting it right.
Biden.
Joe Biden.
There you go.
Take your shotgun outside.
The last thing that we want is Paul Ryan as president. Let's try to keep him away from that position as far as we can, I would think.
To be clear, if Pence became president, Paul Ryan would not automatically become vice president. That is a line of secession. So if Trump were both killed and shot on the same day or whatever happened or impeached, then it would be Paul Ryan.
On the same day?
Well, at the same time or however you wanted to say it or before. Let's say
let's say
Trump got shot.
Yeah.
And Pence would automatically assume the presidency. And the day that he's being sworn in, he drops dead of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Then Paul Ryan, if that occurred before he could name a vice president.
I see. Okay, so the president would just choose one. It wouldn't be the Congress who
knows. No, the president can choose a vice president.
Interesting.
Yeah, and if you look back, you know, like Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford became vice president because that's who Nixon picked.
Yeah,
and then once he was in office, he chose John D. Rockefeller. Did I get the right one? Was it John Rockefeller?
I think you're right.
I think so. I'd have to Google that.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's just there's so much effort that these political sides spend trying to impeach their hated one. Mm-hmm. It's just like, why? You're spending all this time, all this money. It's probably not going to even be successful, but even if it is, what's it really going to change?
Agreed.
It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio with you here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Heather.
And Chris.
How'd you like to build a better financial system for everyone? You can join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast. It can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, more about Congress trying to pass a law that would allow Congress to carry guns in all 50 states.
Yeah, kind of what we gun enthusiasts have been asking for years.
Exactly. Let's go first, though, to Stefan in Ohio. He is on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Good.
I actually hadn't heard about that Congress would be the only ones allowed to carry with that reciprocity bill. But that's not what I called in to talk about. Did you watch the rally Trump had in Iowa yesterday?
No. I did not.
Didn't know about it.
He Don't floated care. This crazy idea about how we would pay for the wall, and you might get a kick out of this.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear this.
Yeah, I've been wondering.
He wants to put solar panels on the wall and apparently use the energy to cover the costs.
That's brilliant.
It is pretty brilliant.
And that's Elon Musk money, too. So Elon Musk will even get richer because of this.
And now they can get the lefties behind it.
I like it.
But Elon Musk a libertarian? I mean, doesn't that automatically make him principled?
No and no.
You can ask libertarians that question, and they will say, yes, he's an amazing example. He's like the, you know, he's a character out of Ayn Rand. This is perfect, out of Atlas Shrugged. You talk to the left and go, he's so much about green energy. He's such a great guy. You talk to conservatives, then they're like, he's just the quintessential American, you know, businessman, entrepreneur. Everybody loves this guy, I think, except for me.
Really?
Well, maybe you might not.
I mean, I don't know the dude, but it seems to me like he's a welfare queen.
He is. He is the crony capitalist of our generation.
Really?
Did
you hear about
amazing.
There's some guy, I forget what state he was in, that was recently arrested for taking money from the Libertarian Party funds. I guess he was like the treasurer or something, and he spent like thousands of dollars on his own personal stuff, and they audited their own party accounts and ended up calling the police, who ended up arresting him and charging him.
Wow. He's got a future in other political parties.
I saw this as an interesting contradiction on Trump's part, because it seems like in the past he's tried to sway as far away from investments in, you know, cleaner energy altogether, and he made a big deal. I'm going to bring back all of the coal jobs, which were disappearing anyway, but now, for some reason, when it benefits him, he's just like, I'm going to put the solar panels on a wall, and I'm no engineer, but wouldn't that make zero sense, because it would only be able to get solar power on top of the wall anyway?
Well, you could do the south side facing Mexico.
And he literally said this. This is the real kicker here. He said, think about it. The higher the wall goes, the more it's worth.
Good point. Man, this guy's just all over this. I'm in love. Yes. You didn't honestly expect his proposal to make sense, like in a logical, rational way, did you? You're just being a little facetious.
Yeah, the wall doesn't even make sense. But I just saw it as a little, you know, contradiction on his part, because in the past he said, oh, you know, solar is inefficient, you know, coal is where it's at, and all of a sudden now he wants to invest in it.
In solar.
maybe this is just some bipartisanship, like he saw, like, Bernie Sanders and all the lefties that were all like, we need clean energy, and he was like, oh, okay, it's my idea now.
I think it is political pandering. I mean,
I do too.
Now, I have a question, though, okay? Because yeah, sure. If you look at the way I thought, like, 5 years ago, it's so different from what I thought today. So, right. Especially doing talk radio, I'm sure we could take little sound bites from you, Ian, of things that you may have thought or believed, like, years and years ago when you first started the show that are different from what you do now. So, is it kind of like a double standard to where if we change our views, it's like, oh, well, we learned and we grow and we grew wiser, you know what I mean? But right. When politicians do it, it's always, oh, it's because they lie. Because, but, you know, Hillary Clinton believed this 1 year and this the next year. Could it possibly be that we're, we're not practicing what we preach and we're having double standards because of the fact that they're politicians?
I'll acknowledge that point because my politics today are completely different than what they were 5 years ago.
I mean, I voted for Mitt Romney, you know what I mean? So
get off the show.
I voted for Mitt Romney. I supported the Iraq war at first. I never actually looked into it. I never, put much thought into it. I just thought in the moment that was the right thing to do.
And, I hear you.
You know, maybe that's what, some of these politicians, like, I actually was on another talk radio recently, and it was like the Young Jerks, and we had on it a Massachusetts Democrat Senator, Patricia Jalen, who had actually sponsored a bill to try to fight the 28% marijuana tax that they're trying to put on recreational marijuana, like a 28% tax, which is insane. So she's trying to fight that tax in order to kill the black market.
Wow, there's a Democrat trying to fight the tax.
But when I was like, honest to God, though, when I was having a conversation to her, and I actually found there was more of a takeaway with my conversation with her than most of my conversation with libertarians, because libertarians, like, at least from my experience lately, are just so dead set on everything they know that it's almost like there's so little humility. It's almost like, how are you so sure of everything? Because, like, I'm never sure of anything. You know what I mean? But talking to her, right, she started taking notes down when I'm having this conversation. Like, she was genuinely listening to learn from me. Like, when I told her that hemp could...
That's a good politician.
Yeah, sure.
When I told her, like, hemp can be used to pull toxins out of wastewaters and stuff like that, she's, like, writing notes down. And when, she, like, thanked the veteran there that was, talking about his opiate addiction and how, the marijuana helped. And she's like...
It's tricky to be a libertarian because you can easily be confronted with that question that you sort of brought up there of, well, shouldn't you be open to changing your mind? And generally it's a good thing to be open-minded, but I don't really feel like I should be open to changing my mind to believing that it's okay to use aggressive force against my neighbor, right? Like, that's what a libertarian is against, is the use of aggressive force against a peaceful person. And I'm against that. And, the only way I would be able to change my mind is if I became some sort of crazy, violent statist, and I don't see that being a possibility.
Yeah, and that's the thing with libertarianism. To me, at least, it's not a political movement, even though it sort of is. It's a philosophy.
A moral philosophy.
It is. It's a moral philosophy, and if you can choose to be how consistent you are with your beliefs in it. I know a lot of libertarians that are very inconsistent with that idea, but I try to be as consistent as I can, and that causes me to be in conflict with the ideas and things that I held 5 years ago.
Am I open to new ideas as to how to accomplish getting from here to there? Yeah. Am I open to new ideas as far as how...
Peaceful dialogue, I think, is a good step in the right direction.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And am I open to new ideas? And Stefan, I know you're trying to get in here, so hang on. We'll bring it back.
Yep.
Am I open to new ideas as far as how the marketplace should handle X function that the government handles? Yes, absolutely. I have no idea the way things are supposed to look. I don't know what the marketplace is going to do, but I'm not going to change the idea that I have rejected the idea of the use of force. I'm not going to re-embrace that as a libertarian. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, do want to let you know about how you can listen to Free Talk Live via our podcast feeds. We've got different types of feeds. We've got the main feed that's got Free Talk Live, the Free Talk Live Daily Digest, and the Edgington Post and more in it. Or you can get all of those as separate feeds. So just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can link to over to all of our RSS feeds right there. And like the rest of the content at freetalklive.com, it's all completely free. So head on over to feeds.freetalklive.com. So we'll get back to Stefan in Ohio. You were talking about Elon. I guess we were talking about Elon Musk. It felt like you wanted to jump in with something, so go ahead.
With what you guys were talking about libertarians and inconsistency.
Oh, yeah, okay, that.
I would argue most people that would call themselves libertarians are inconsistent.
Probably
in fact,
true.
As much as I really hate to admit this, I would argue most libertarians aren't really libertarians. Most self-described libertarians aren't really what I would consider a libertarian.
I feel like a lot of them just do a lot of complaining and not enough acting. You know what I mean? One of the things in this other talk radio that we brought up is, the senator was like, oh, write your write and call your Congress and your representatives and tell them not to support this 28% tax bill and support my bill instead and whatever. And I'm like, you know, the other thing that people should be aware of is don't just write your representatives to complain. Like, write them with ideas and with solutions, because, you know, that's exactly, like, not all of them are out to get you. Like, not all of them want to oppress you, you know what I mean? If you feel oppressed, elaborate your feelings and offer up an alternative, and maybe those will get implemented. You know what I mean? This is how we evolved from, you know, abolishing slavery and allowing women the right to vote, because you know what? These were groups that were feeling oppressed that spoke up about it.
Yeah,
you know what
true.
I mean?
Although
and
I feel like it's more effective here in New Hampshire. In a lot of places, you can't even talk to these politicians. I mean, it's rare.
I never seem to have a problem talking with politicians.
Well,
and I talk with you.
A lot of states. A lot of states is not nearly as easy as
I feel like people. I feel like society has some trust issues, and y'all need some counseling. You know, everyone needs like one big like counseling session. Like the whole world, let's all get in on it and hug it out and get over.
What are the politicians? Do the politicians in, because you're from Massachusetts originally,
yeah.
Heather? Were you talking to a lot of politicians down there just as a constituent?
Oh, obviously. Like, I ran for office in 2014. I ran for state senate.
Just as a regular constituent. Were
right.
you able to talk
yeah.
to politicians?
I mean, I was talking to politicians. I was
how?
At,
how did you reach them? Do they have secretaries in Massachusetts?
I would call their offices. I'd speak with. Sometimes it'd be people in their offices. Sometimes it would be with them.
So the politician would actually get on the phone.
Sometimes, yeah.
How often?
And I've talked to attorney generals.
How often would the politicians get on the phone?
I mean, I've spoke with them a handful of times.
Out of how many calls?
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, you're getting too specific here.
But a percentage.
But then again, you know.
Probably a smaller.
Less than 10%?
What? Well, I was very persistent, you know.
Yeah, okay. So less than 10% of your calls, would you say the politicians?
I can't. Like, I don't feel comfortable giving a ballpark because I honestly have no idea. And it would be misrepresenting.
Okay. But I'm a minority. You would say a minority of the times.
I say more, like,
less than
you know.
Half the time.
You know what? Their staff has always been incredibly helpful, too. Like, even Congressman Keating, I called his...
Helpful how? Like, they sound like they're taking your notes or whatever, that they're writing down?
No, meaning that they actually called other government agencies on my behalf or on behalf of
how
people
do you
that...
Know?
Because I did the groundwork, Ian. I, too, was an activist for a while. Like,
so
I was on the
you
phone.
Followed up with the people
yes,
they called
yes,
to make sure
absolutely.
They actually called them? Then why
yep.
didn't you just call them yourself?
What do you mean?
Okay, so you called to ask a politician to call someone for you? Is that what happened? Can you give me more specific?
Okay, so there's all different kinds. There's injustices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, even with my dad's situation, when his command in the military tried to, you know, take him off active duty orders, violating the Tucker and Military Pay Acts and all this other stuff. Like, I've just been doing this and dealing with government agencies for a while, and there's ways to, like, go about. Like, some offices are better than others. You
okay,
know what I mean?
I'm not going to say that's true.
When I was in D.C. trying to get answers regarding Adam's situation, like, it was like getting stonewalled. That was like the belly of the beast
yeah,
there.
Sure.
Government was so big you couldn't get answers.
It's going to be worse. Yeah,
you know, on
sure.
the Cape where I was from, it's smaller.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to this conversation between Heather and Ian, and all I can think of is office space. And the guy going, well, couldn't you just give the specs for the product directly to the customers? Why do you have to physically carry it from point A to point B?
Well, I'm a people person.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call, Steph, and I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I'm skeptical. I mean, I don't disbelieve what you're saying. I think that you are an unusually active person, Heather. You are probably far more active than even most activists are.
Sure.
You're certainly more active than the average person who might ever bother calling a politician's office or writing a letter to that politician or even using one of those online services, you know, where you just go and, like, put in your zip code
right.
and it automatically fills in, you know, everything for you and you just hit send. Those people aren't talking to the politicians. The politicians don't want to talk to the people. They're not interested outside of New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, they are really like citizen legislators. You can call them at their house a lot of the time and
sure.
they'll answer, or their kid will answer and then, like, you know, say, hey, can you put your mom on? And then they'll put mom on. I've done that. It's easy to call and talk to politicians in New Hampshire, but people who live in New Hampshire may not understand how hard it is to contact these people outside. Politicians, even state politicians, state representatives. They have full staffs. They have aides. They have gatekeepers. They have secretaries. They have people who it's their job to get in between you and them,
right?
So that they don't have to actually hear from you. The only time those politicians ever talk to people, little people,
do you think maybe
is
that's
during their political campaign,
right? Or
do you think
their fundraising.
It's a lot easier to get in touch with politicians here in New Hampshire because the city of Boston has more people than the entire state of New Hampshire. And then New Hampshire has like one of the biggest legislatures. So there's
Because it's a big legislature and they only get paid $100 a year, so it doesn't attract the political pros, mm-hmm. and they also don't have any staff. Senate has a staff person who answers their phones for them, but the House of Representatives do not.
Right.
You don't think though that when it comes to having 6 million people living in one tiny little city, mm-hmm. That some type of authority or structure organizing, social organization has to exist in order to keep the peace?
I think it just could just happen. We've had organizations develop spontaneously throughout history. And people come together and figure out problems. Sometimes they figure it out by enacting governments. Sometimes they don't. The Scottish people back in I can't remember the years, 1100 to 1400, it was a long period of time where the entire country functioned with no functioning government at all.
It was just village by village.
Scotland.
Scotland had no government.
I want to say Scotland or Wales. Yeah, it was Scotland or Wales. I'll get into that. But it was just basically people in a village that worked with people in the next village, and it just sort of worked.
I'm all for no victim, no crime type thing, you know what I mean?
Right, what I can't do is say that you cannot have a city of 6 million people or a state with 1.3 million people and say that government is a requirement for things to work smoothly. I can't do that because more often than not, things work worse under government than things work without government. I mean, tons of examples of that.
I'm not going to lie, though. Massachusetts has, somewhat better roads.
Of course they do.
The roads in my town, suck, man.
Oh,
I go to work and I'm like, dude, really? Is this what,
Exactly. Our roads in my town
money,
are horrible, and I'm happy.
It.
I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Didn't get taxed to fix that pothole.
I just got told I need 2 new tires on my car, and I'm not happy about it.
I hear you.
Let's continue with more of your calls on the way here. Coming up, you can join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username, lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from. from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've worked with over 1,000 restaurants, so I know firsthand what it's like to need extra funding to buy equipment or to manage cash flow gaps. I even had to sell ownership in a restaurant because I didn't have the capital I needed at the time. With Cabbage, you don't have to be in that position. Cabbage offers lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and you'll get a decision right away. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Since Cabbage is a line of credit, you can take the exact amount you need when you need it. You never have to reapply to take additional loans, and you'll only pay for the funds you use. Cabbage has helped more than 100,000 businesses from every industry with over $3 billion in funding. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and was named the Forbes Top 100 Company twice in a row. Whether you own a restaurant or any type of small business, get started at cabbagewithak.com/owner or call 855-CABBAGE, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
May dial toll-free right here and bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And we're going to go back to the phones and the fun. Then more on the way about these congressmen who have put forth a bill. It hasn't passed
one
yet.
One would argue a really good bill if it didn't just apply to them.
Right. That would allow them to carry guns in all 50 states. But first, let's go to Scott. He's in Massachusetts. Scott the Bigot, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening.
Hello there.
Ian, Heather, and Chris. I'd like to discuss the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia.
Sure. What happened there? Was that the congressional shooting one?
Yes. That shooting happened because of Charles Schumer, the hatred that's been generated by Charles Schumer and Adam Schiff and Dianne Feinstein and Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg, the media mogul, and George Soros. This is all Jewish communism.
Wasn't this guy a Bernie Sanders supporter? How would hatred generated by Bernie Sanders have motivated him to shoot a Republican?
Because he was brought up on this Jewish communism garbage.
Who, Bernie Sanders?
No. Well, Bernie Sanders is Jewish and he's a communist. And all the names I listed just now are all Jews and they're all communists. This is what's going on in America. And I agree with you, Ian. I hate the United States government. The United States government because it does not represent me or the average American. Democrats and Republicans are absolutely irrelevant. At the end of the day, all that matters is that you have a Zionist-occupied government, or ZOG. And what Zionist-occupied government, for your listeners who do not know what that is, it encompasses an all-Jewish government. You've got Wall Street that's controlled by Goldman Sachs.
I don't disagree that there are a lot of people that are the Jewish faith that are in positions of control, but you also have a lot of people that are Christians that are in positions of control, and probably some Muslims out there, too.
Yeah, how do you explain all the Christians?
Yes, of course, there's wealthy Muslims, there's wealthy Italians, there's wealthy... But no other group in the world wields the kind of power that the international Jews do. And the term international Jew comes from an all...
What percentage... Hold on, before you go on. I mean, first you said that it was a completely Jewish-controlled government, but now you seem to be admitting that it's not. So
it is.
I mean,
It is. It's a Zionist-occupied government, of course.
Are you aware of, like, the thousands and thousands of Orthodox Jews that protested the Israeli government and said that detested the existence of the state as being against their religion and saying that they didn't want their Jewish men being, young men being taken out of their religious studies and forced to fight in unethical wars? Are you aware of any of this? I mean, there were tens of thousands of these
Jews. Israel is part of the problem in the Middle East. It's a major part of the problem.
Is it Israel, or is it just like a group of people that want power over other people? Like, is it fair to blame the religion when there's other tens of thousands of people that practice this religion detesting the government?
Because frequently governments who have people of certain religions running them don't actually align with the beliefs of that religion.
Exactly.
It's just these individuals who are seeking power who use that religion as their, you know, their excuse or their cloak.
I would argue my Christian beliefs is what I would identify. Yeah, like I believe in, like, you know, the commandments and stuff like that. Okay. You know, and it's thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not bear false witness. You know, all these things, like,
right,
you know, that governments kill, they lie. I mean,
the Ten Commandments, that was part of the Old Testament, right? So don't the Jews and the Muslims also
adhere
to them?
Yeah, they all kind of like share. So all the religions fundamentally are kind of founded on the same principles.
Well, those three, the Abrahamic
religions.
Jews are
not religions. A religion. They're a race.
They're both.
I mean,
Judaism.
The Jews want you to think that they're a religion so that they can hide behind it. Adolf Hitler said it best in Mein Kampf that the Jews face themselves as a religion, which is a phony, so that they can go and conquer the world as using religion as a cloak.
Well,
it's
interesting that they've been pulling this wool over everybody's eyes for the last, 3,000-4,000 years?
2,000 years or more. But I want you to know
they haven't done a very good job of taking over the world because their religion is not a majority of the world.
Yeah, and I just wanted to pull up some numbers there because I was kind of curious. So, admittedly, this is Wikipedia. Sorry, it's the fastest thing I could pull up. Christianity, 2.2 billion people worldwide.
Oh, yeah, I was going to look that up, too.
Islam, 1.6 billion people. Secular, non-religious, agnostic, or atheist, about 1.1 billion. Hinduism, 1 billion. Chinese traditional religions, 394 million. Buddhism, 376 million. Ethnic religions, excluding some of those. The long and the short of it is I go through sort of the indigenous population religions, you know, like whatever Eskimos or Native Americans might worship.
Mm-hmm.
I go through the African traditional religions. I go through the Sikhs. I go through Spiritism. And here down, maybe 10, 11, 12 down is Judaism, which is 14 million people worldwide.
0.2% of the world's population. 0.2%.
Compared to 31.5% for Christianity, for example.
So, I mean, really...
Don't let the numbers fool you. Don't let the numbers fool you. As Henry Ford wrote almost a century ago in The International Jew, from the Rothschilds, from their banking that they control, to...
Scott's read, like, two books about this, and he just loves to keep
one of them is Mein Kampf. Hey, on some things, Scott, I will absolutely agree with you. I do believe that the Rothschilds have a long history of banking and inflicting.
They cause wars. I want to leave you with
they do because they can profit from both sides of the wars.
Yeah,
but where I refuse to
Jewish.
Go. No, yeah, and that's my point. I can completely disagree with the methods of the Rothschild family through history, but still not single out anyone who's Jewish and
just
say...
Just because Elon Musk is a little government welfare baby doesn't mean every libertarian is.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Isn't that like the same concept?
Today?
Yeah.
He could be like, oh, Elon Musk is, you know, doing this and that, so that means all the libertarians are, like, out to, like, rob us and, you know, put solar panels on walls in Mexico.
Anti-Semitism is a lot more complicated to explain than just... all the liberalism that's going on in the United States, from homosexuality civil rights, everything, all comes from the Jews. The Jews' stock and trade is always liberalism.
Homosexuality comes from the Jews? I mean, you just
seems
to me like in the Old Testament that's pretty clearly covered, I think, in Leviticus.
You know, you say that the Jews are a small number, but let me tell you what they did. Earth-shaking. They started the Russian Revolution. They invented communism, which enslaved billions of people across the globe. The Jews were absolutely responsible for the overthrow of Tsar Nicholas II in 1917 in Tsarist Russia.
You know, here's your problem, Scott. You think in terms of groups, and so even if a Jewish person did some of the things that you say that they did, that doesn't mean all Jewish people did those things. It doesn't mean that all Jewish people support those things.
It's the international Jews. And there's three groups of international Jews that
So what percentage of Jewish people are you talking about when you say the
Jews? What percentage is international Jews?
I am talking about international Jews, as in the
Henry
Ford put out in the 1920s.
What percentage
of the international Jew?
We've got 14 million Jews worldwide. That was the number we're using for argument's sake. What percentage are international?
Very tiny amount. I'm not talking about the Orthodox Jews with their tefillin and their beards.
So then why don't you be specific?
What is your solution?
Oh, God.
I mean, do you have a final solution? Do you have, a way to make the world better that we can handle this? I mean, what's your solution to solve this problem?
The way that you can only do it is to be aware. If you have a disease like cancer or diabetes, you have to be aware of it. And we have to be aware that there's three powerful groups in the world of international Jewry that are to enslave the world. It's international Jewish finance.
How is being aware of it going to change it?
Communism and international Jewish Zionism.
Scott.
Yeah.
How is being aware of the claims you're making, whether they're true or not, but let's, for the sake of the discussion, say they're true. How is being aware that there are so-called international Jews controlling X, Y, and Z, how does that help anybody? How does that solve the problem?
They need to be controlled. That's A is to know what the problem is.
And how would you do that? How would you purport to control those people?
Yep. Under President Scott the Bigot platform, how would you control the international Jew?
If I know what you want me. You want to say put them in concentration camps?
I didn't say that.
That's the last thing I want.
I would congregate them all and put them, let's say, on Madagascar off the African coast. And neutralize
the movie Madagascar.
So like a prison island, kind of like Escape from New York, kind of like that?
Could be. Well, in either case.
All right, well, at least now we know. Thank you, Scott, for your call tonight. All right, so he's going to round up just the international Jews.
Right. So for most of the Jewish
Orthodox
people
one.
Listening, you probably have nothing to worry about unless you are one of those international Jews. And Scott may come a-knocking.
Right, if Scott gets in charge, if he is the next president of the United States.
Hey, you get a free trip to Madagascar.
And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. You can weigh in on Scott or whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.